Aru shalai tigav shulchan. We tell the Amaratzim on Yom to be very careful not to touch the shulchan. In other words, we'll soon see the shulchan is very difficult to be toivel, because it's the lochem that you have to have the lechem aponim on the shulchan tamid. The lechem aponim they put on Shabbos, the new ones, and it stays there the whole week. And the pasuk says tamid. In other words, the shulchan is never free. You never have a time that you can take the shulchan out into the mikvah. So therefore, we have to be careful to make sure the shulchan never becomes tamid. So therefore, even on regal, when the Amoratim come into the Beis Hamikdash, we tell them, please do us a favor and be careful, don't touch the Shulchan. Because the Shulchan will have trouble, how to be metairit. Now, kol ha-kelim shoyi ba-migdash, yesh lem shniyam u-shlishim. All the kelim in the Beis Hamikdash, they always had a duplicate of it. There was always two or three of all different types of kelim. That lo yitzuya, something happened that kli became tamei, so you have to take it out. There's always another kli usable. It's machlokes if it goes on shulchan also or not. We'll soon see. Kol akelim shoyva mikdash tunin tefila. Any kli in the base of mikdash that a person that's tamei touched it, the kli becomes tamei, and you have to be toivel it. Chutz mi mizbeach hazov. Or mizbeach anechoshes. Hakotz from the mizbeach apnim, the gold one inside, mizbeach achitza and the nechoshes, those two kelim, the mizbeach, was not makabotuma. Why? If neishen kekarka, because they considered, since they're attached to the ground, they have a shell like dirt, and dirt is not makabotuma. So Trashi, shakosiv kori mizbeach adoma. The Torah calls the mizbeach adoma. So mizbeach has a din like the adoma, it's not makabotuma. The shulchan yamor and loinogaboy. I the shulchan will be careful, nobody should touch it. By the Dibur Rebbeleza, this is Rebbeleza Shita. The Chomim Oimrim, Mifnei Shein Mitzupin. The Chomim say no, the reason why is because the Mizbech is covered up. It's Mitzupa, it's covered up with gold, or else with the Cheshis. So we'll see in the Gemara exactly what the Chomim mean to say, that it's covered up. It's Mitzupin, the gold Mizbech, the Iker part, the middle part is made out of wood, but around it, inside and outside, there's gold. But since it's covered up with gold, the Chum says should have a different halacha. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what they mean to say. So Rosh like this. Tana will learn like this. He is Haru Shema Tigol B'Shulchan of a Menorah. And the Brisa says they told the Amoratzim, even the Kahanim, that Amoratzim, and they're coming to the Beis Hamikdash on regal, to be careful not to touch the Shulchan and don't touch the Menorah. That's that top place it says. The Kahanim Ami Yoritz. We're talking about even the Kahanim that were Amoratzim. Ha'ochem la'echol ishtachva iskomer. Dilu Yisroel lo'ha'yiruin le'elach av benulam mizbeach. V'chein pirush Rashi. Now to be afraid they'll touch the shulchan, a regular Yisroel can't go inside to the heichel. So we're not afraid they'll touch the shulchan. Elamai, we're talking about kahanim. And even kahanim, sometimes they're also the amoritz. So on rego, when they go into the Beis Hamikdash, we tell them, please be careful and don't touch the mizbeach and don't touch the shulchan. And in the brice it is, we even tell them don't touch the menorah also. Mashmu, more very careful, the menorah should not become tummy. So Mara says, V'tana didan, my time of the tani menorah. How come our Tana doesn't mention a word about the menorah? Our Tana only talks about the shulchan. In other words, even though in our Mishnah, some people put in the word menorah also. No, the thing of the shulchan. Now gears is good. Other Mishnah is up. The shulchan is more than. Now gears is good. The Mishnah only says shulchan. So we ask, how come our Tana only says about the shulchan? Why doesn't it also say the menorah? So where it says shulchan ksivdei, by the shulchan we're very careful, we're very nervous that it should not become tummy, because if the shulchan becomes tummy, we'll be in problems. Why? Because the pasuk says by the shulchan tummit. It says that you have to have the lechem aponim tummit. So Mela, if the shulchan became tummy, there's no time for you to take it to be table, because there's a mitzvah kaseidah to have the shulchan in its place with the lechem on it. Ma'ashen kein menorah leksivdei tamid. Our Tanos, by the menorah, the third doesn't say tamid. Vabasulsi Rashi, even though it has to say tamid, it just means that it has to be lit the whole night. From night to morning, it has to be lit. But by daytime, you don't have to use the menorah. So if the menorah became tamid, it's not so the felach. You'll take it by daytime to the mikvah and be tamid with the menorah. Ma'ashen kein the shulchan, that's terrible. The shulchan becomes tamid, you'll be mavatal the mitzvah. That's why the Amotanos are very careful about the Shulchan. Let's see Rashi. Minoira like Sid Bay Tamid. Kleina. Tamidim Hamurim Bimnoira. That's what the Pasuk says, Tamid. Like Tamid Yom of Alayla Kamar. The Pasuk doesn't mean to say the Minoira has to be lit 24 hours. Ela Tamid means Milayla Lalayla. Kitamid Amr Ba'olas Tamid. It just means that from night to night means the whole night it has to be lit. So the Chavitin Kohen Godol, like it says, by the Olas Tamid means every single day. Avu Biyoin Lohayo Delik. But by daytime, the menorah did not have to be lit. Timei Erev Ad Boikik Siv. The Pasuk says from night to morning it has to be lit. That means Tein Lo Midas Hashemin, put enough oil into the menorah, Sheyesh Bo Kedei Lidlak, that the menorah should be able to be lit, Me'erev Ad Boikik, from night until morning. The figures, therefore, Kol Ayoim Ad Toyochul Asalkoi. The whole daytime, if you have to take the menorah out, you take the menorah out the whole daytime. Ulat Vila Mitevla then. So therefore, our Mishnah is not so gefelich if the menorah becomes tummy. Therefore, we don't tell the Kana to be careful not to touch the menorah. Avol tamidam v'shulchin, but after the pasuk says you have to have lechem upon their tummy, always, that means tamid yoyim v'laylu. The mishabbos l'shabbos so oruch alav. That the lechem upon them has to be there mamish 7 days straight. From Shabbos to Shabbos straight, the lechem has to be there. So since it's a mitzvah to have the shulchan in working condition, the whole week, if it becomes tummy, we'll be in problems. So therefore, we're very careful that the shulchan should not become tummy. For the more v'iduch, what's pshat then in the b'raisa? Why does the b'raisa say we're careful even about the menorah? Kivon d'chsir, since the pasuk says, v'yes ha-menorah, noichach ha-shulchan, the Torah says the menorah is supposed to be right opposite the shulchan, is command d'chsir be'tomidami. As if to say the menorah also has to always be there. In other words, just like the shulchan has to always be usable, who are then the menorah also always has to be usable. Even though you don't use it by daytime, but akel ponim, you have to be very careful that it's not tummy. Shrashi noichach ha-shulchan, kol zaman sha-shulchan shom, tei menorah noichachot. That's what's mashma. Kol zaman the shulchan has to be there, mashma the menorah has to be opposite it. So therefore, we have to be careful, the menorah should not become tomei, because we can't take the menorah away. And if it did become tomei, you'll have to take it away, you have no choice. For the chilul, though, we try our best not to be mavato the mitzvah of tomid, to make sure it's not tomei, that you should not have to take it away. But if it did become tomei, pshit, you'll have to take it away to retire it. V'iduch, what does our Tana do that holds no, the menorah you're allowed to take away? It says noichach. From the Gemara, who the kavoy le makam udiyasa? Our Tana is only to say the place where you put the menorah. The Torah says noichach hashulchan means the menorah is the opposite of the shulchan. The shulchan is on tzofin, and the shulchan is on dorim, and the menorah is on tzofin. That's all. It just says where the place it is. Yeah. So the Gemara now, the typically the kliyets ha'asul nachasu. Tzchura avakasha. What are we afraid about the shulchan? It shouldn't become tamei. And avakasha, the shulchan is not a kli to mekava tuma. Even if a talmudic person touches the shulchan, still it should not become tamei. For Rashi, typically, dina minogu b'shulchan. Even if you want to say the talmudic person, the amoritz, touch the shulchan, loy mitamalei, should not be mitamarit. To kliyet so osla nachas b'makim echadu. The shulchan was a kliyet. The ikar was made out of wood, and it stood in one place and never moved it away. So a kliyet that ha'ozamar says the typically the kliyet ha'osui lenachasu. It's a kliyet. Eight, a wooden kli, that's meant to stay put in one place. And that's not makabel tuma. V'chol kliyets osu l'nachas loy metamoy. Night time, why not? The pasuk is mash medumye de sak binim. It says kliyets next to a sack. Next to a sack. So idashin, ma sak metalto moly breakum. Just like a sack is something, you fill it up and move it around, it's always movable. Is as called metalto moly breakum. The same thing, something that's movable when it's full or when it's empty. Mashenki is something that's not movable, or bezoi, then it's not makabel tuma. So the shulchan stays put in one place, never move it around. So it should not be makabel tuma altogether. Rashi says, "Dumi the sak binen linyan tuma hukshu kliyets lasak dechsev kol hashiyipul lod mhem b'moisam yitma mikol kliyets or degra yor sak." So masak matatam olavreikon, yotzo osu lanachas, deinu matatam olavreikon. Yotzo kliyets ha-machzik nemso, who adin a very big kliyets that holds 40 so of water, it's too big to carry, so it's not makabel tuma. The whole point of the kliyets that you don't move around, it's not makabel tuma. The Gemara says, that's not shver. The Gemara says, hainami mitatam olavreikon hu. No, I tell you, the shulchan also is movable. At some time, they used to move the shulchan around. When? Kedresh Lakish. The Yomer Resh Lakish. My Dichsiv, what does the Pasuk say? Ala Shulchan Ator. The Pasuk says the Shulchan should be Tor. Mechlal shu tomei. Mashmi could become tomei. So the kitzur is a posse that says clearly the shulchan could be mekabotuma. Shrashi ha-shulchan ha-tor, shemarti shi-tor. Nechlal shu roi in the tumma, mashmi could become tomei. Ah, ya v'kasha v'lo kliyei tzos l'nachasu. So why do you have to answer for the Mara of Yamai? What's John this posik? Why can the Shulchan be Mekabel Tumah? Ah, it's a Kliyei Tzos L'Nachasu. V'yena Mekabel Tumah. Because the Shulchan is a Kliyei that stays put in one place, you don't move it around. So it's not Daimah to a sack. So it should not be Mekabel Tumah. And of the Gemara, Ella, Melamed comes to teach us like this. That Shemagviya Noisai, they used to pick up the Shulchan during early regal time. Oh, Marin by the early regolim. And they would show it to the Klal Yisrael that came to be on the regal. Lechem Aponim. Even though the Lechem Aponim, it was inside the Heichel, and the Yisrael can't go inside the Heichel, so they used to pick up the Shulchan that the people outside could see it. The Yomim Lem, and they would tell the Klal Yisrael outside, Ruchi Baschel of Neamokim. Yeah, look how dear you are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Siluka Kisiduroi. That the same way the Lechem was fresh when they put it in last Shabbos, now when we're taking it out, 7 days later, it's just as fresh. And that was a nest. And this nest by place we're saying now is Beschus, the Oyle Regolim, the people went to Oyle Regol, so we're showing them this greatness.
All right, turn over.
And, yeah, Tiyom Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Nes Godol Nasab Lechem Aponim. There was a tremendous great nest that happened with the Lechem Aponim. That Kisiduroi Kach Silukoi. The same way when they put the Lechem Aponim in, it was fresh. And when they took it out, off, next Shabbos, 7 days later, it was just as fresh. There was a tremendous nest. Shenem the Pasuk says, Losum Lechem Choyim B'yoyim Hilokoi. That the same day they took the bread away, it was just as hot as the day they put it there. So the kids said, they used to show the people who came to Eilu Regal, this nest that happened. So there was a time when they used to pick up the Shulchan. Since there was a time to pick up the Shulchan, therefore the Shulchan is Mekabel Tumah.
Yeah.
But, for the Gemara, V'tepik Lei Mishum Tzipui. Where's now a new kasha? Rashi says, the Mekabel Tumah V'afilu Hu Os L'Nachas. Now the Gemara has asked the question, I don't care if it's a Kliyates. True, a Kliyates, that's put set, is not Mekabel Tumah. But the Shulchan was a gold. It was mitzvah with gold. He had gold covering it all over. So Meister should have a shame kli matzchus now. And a metal kli, even though it's put set, you don't move it around, still it's makabel tumah. So for the Gemara, you have the tzipu, you have all the gold around the shulchan. The Atanam would learn like this. Ha shulchan v'hadufki. If you have a shulchan, a regular table, and a dufki is like a folding chair. Shenifchasu. They broke, but they're not usable right now. So first the shulchan is makabel tumah to kli. Now that it became broke, it depends if it can still be used or not. Or else, another case is, or shechifon b'shayish, that you had the shulchan, and you covered it up with marble. V'shayibem mokam hanochas koisos. And you left over from the original shulchan, the original wood, one mokam, the little small place that you still put cups on it. The lachar is tummy. Still called, the first kli is still here, and the kli is tummy. So Rosh says, shechifon b'shayish, teshuvah v'kli avonim, shemekavim tumah. Marble is called like rock. That rock is not makabel tumah. So what you did here is you have this table, and this is not the case that the table broke. You have a good table, but you covered it up with marble. So if you want to cover up the whole table with marble, mashma would not be makabel tumah. This is the raya that the marble, what you covered up, is the yikr. So marble is not makabel tumah. But here it says if you left over one small place on the table, that you can still put kaisa's cups there, it's still called a table, and still makabel tumah. Tummy. You have Yehudu Raima, no, you have to leave over more. Mokka manochas hachatichos. You have to be able to leave over some pieces of bread there also. That's what it's telling me. But mashma, if you didn't leave over this much, but you covered up the whole table with marble, the table will not be makabel tumah anymore. So Rasha, that's a kabel chayma. Madach, the covering it up. You say it lekula, for sure by the shulchan, you should say it lechumra. That even though the wood by itself should not be makabel tumah, but we know the shulchan was made out of gold, it was mitzupa gold. But since there's gold all around the shulchan, it should be called the golden kli. And gold is called matzah, it has a shame metal on it. So therefore the kli should be makabel tumah. So what's your question here? Why is the shulchan makabel tumah? It's osul l'nachas, so what? It's a kli matzah. The chit tamer, maybe you want to tell me no. I tell you, shani atzei shitim the chashivi. The wood that they used to make the shulchan was very, very chashiv wood. So since it's so chashiv lebatli, even though you put gold on the outside of the shulchan, maybe the gold does not become, the gold becomes bottled to the wood. It's still called a wooden kli. So the Mara says, "Honichla Rosh Lakish." That would be good according to Rosh Lakish Shita. The Yoma that says, "Loishanu ela bekli ach salgim haboyum dinas hayom." When do we say you put this marble around the wood? It's mevatel the wood. It takes away the shame wood. That's only an ach salgim regular wood. That comes from dinas hayom. So regular wood, then we say the main thing is the tzipui, what you put on top of it. Avo bekli mesamin. If you have very chashuv a smooth wood, chashuv a wood loibatli. Then we say this marble does not become the ikur, but rather the marble is like bottle to the wood, and the wood is still the ikur. So then sharper. Then we understand our original kasha. The chura, the shulchan, was made out of atzei shittim, very chashuv wood. So even though you have gold around it, the gold is like bottle to the wood, the ikur is still the wood. Ela l'Reb Yechon, but according to Reb Yechon and Shita, the Yoma that says, even though the wood is very chashiv, even though you have very chashiv wood, still we say it's bottle, still we say that the gold becomes the ikar. So, Michael Amema, what can you say then? Lechur, even though the wood is very chashiv wood, so what? Lechur, the gold is still the ikar here. So Mela, if the gold is the ikar, so what's the kashi? Why is the makabatuma? A golden kli is makabatuma. The chitem, maybe you want to tell me, I say a chila like this. Kan betzipui oimed, kan betzipui shein oimed. When do we say the lacha before that the main thing is the tzipui is the covering? That's where the covering is attached well to the shulchan. Like the marble won't fall off it anymore. It's attached well. When it's attached well, then we say the ikur is the tzipui. Therefore before, the ikur would be the marble. But maybe here by the shulchan it's not attached so well, so maybe the ikur is still the wood, not so much the gold around it. Rashi says, Loshonu, Hodik Toni Tzipuyev Mevatloi. That we say, if you put the marble around the table, it loses the shame wood. It's not called table, it's called marble. Elabiatse Agmosim Shenem Ch. No, Tzipo Shenoimid. Shenem Mechuzet Mesumarim Yofim. Where the Tzipo is not attached well. For Tiyama Duda Mikdash Lavaimiru. Maybe this is the Chilak. That when the Tzipo is attached well, then the Yikar is the Tzipo. But when it's not attached well, and maybe by the shulchan the gold was not attached well, maybe then the ikur is still the wood and not the gold. So Gemara says, "So boy minay Rosh Lakish Rabbi Yechonin." Gemara says, "No, Rabbi Rosh Lakish has the shalosh from Rabbi Yechonin." Betzipui oimed, oy betzitzvi shein oimed. What type of betzipa are we talking about there? That if you put the marble around the table, the ikur is the marble, not the table. Is it only by betzipa that's fastened well that stays, or even with betzipa the marble is not fastened well? Does it have to cover up the rim also or not? The rim doesn't matter. The Yomala answers back like this. It doesn't make enough to mean how fast and how tight this covering is onto the wood. It doesn't make a difference if it covers the rim or it doesn't cover the rim. When you have a tzipa covering over the wood, the tzipa becomes the main thing. So before, even though it was a wooden kli that should be mekabel tuma, but now that you put marble around it, marble is a stone that's not mekabel tuma. So same thing in the Beis Hamikdash. Now that we have gold around the shulchan, the shulchan should get a shem like a golden kli, which is called the kli matris, which should be mekabel tuma. So back shver, what was the Ogemar's kasha? How is the kli, the shulchan mekabel tuma? Pshit, it's called the golden kli. So where it says, El Shani Shukha, I tell you, no, the Shukha is different.